Miss Rebecca Fairchild took in the view of majestic Warrington Hall as she trod with care along the side of the soggy hill. The home appeared quiet, yet despite its outward appearance, a house party took place within the manor. The dinner she was to attend that evening with her family was in honour of the guests. She stopped to stare, tilting her head as she appraised the grand structure. Warrington, which belonged to the Earl of Sudbury, was known to be the largest estate in the county, yet the current Earl had not entertained until his recent marriage. Rebecca had never stepped foot inside. Would the interior be overdone and uselessly fine? Or did the new countess redecorate the house in a simple but elegant style? A sigh escaped her lips. How she wished the ball were tonight, rather than the dinner. She should not be so particular, but she enjoyed dancing, and doubted a formal dinner party in honour of the Earl's guests would include a dance. With a smile, she began to hum a tune as she turned and stepped according to a familiar pattern. Her imaginary partner led her effortlessly, until her foot slipped on a patch of loose earth, and her rear smarted upon contact with the ground. "Oh dear," she burst out with a laugh. Once she was back upon her feet, she pivoted her torso to assess if there was any damage to the back of her gown, finding a large swathe of dirt from her hip to her ankle. She grimaced.
"Mother will not be pleased."
She attempted to brush the filth from her skirt, but bit her bottom lip when the muck smeared.
"Oh no."
Although she only ruined perhaps one gown a year, her mother would be apoplectic. Her father, on the other hand, would chuckle, kiss her on the forehead, and say, "Try to be more careful in the future, sweetling." He never lost his temper, but he also still called her sweetling, an endearment more appropriate for a child than the young woman of her 21 years. She brushed her hands together in an attempt to clean some of the filth from them, a wide grin adorning her face as she considered the upcoming scene at home. How her mother would rant and rave. Those objections, however, would fall upon deaf ears, since Rebecca did not give a fig about what others said. A low laugh came from behind her, and she whipped around, her foot once again meeting the spot of mud and causing her to plop with a less than graceful thud to the ground.
"Oh, bother," she muttered.
As she made to rise, a large gloved hand appeared before her. "Please forgive me for startling you. I should have departed straight away when I first noticed you dancing, but I did not." Rebecca accepted the hand which pulled her from the ground. Once on her feet, she examined the new damage.
"Has anyone ever informed you it is impolite to spy on someone who believes themselves to be alone?"
Her voice held bite. But who did this man think he was? He should not have been watching her so. "You are correct, of course." She gave a huff and turned towards the man with every intention of flaying him with her tongue. But those intemperate words were forgotten when her eyes set upon his. He was not a servant or a tenant farmer, but a gentleman, and a handsome one at that. He was older than she, but those eyes. His lip gave a slight quirk as he dipped in a brief bow. "As I said, I do apologize for disturbing your solitary reverie. If you can assure me you are not injured, I shall bother you no longer." She shook her head.
"You are not a bother."
The words she uttered registered, and her face burned in mortification.
"I thank you for ensuring I am unhurt. I vow that other than my wounded pride, I am well."
His low chuckle stirred the butterflies within her stomach, and she shuddered.